Klimanosko presents.
Student Voices, a place where young people can share their unique voices and speak up about climate science.
I greet you all a very warm and cheerful welcome. Preparing this project work has been a very interesting task, as I, student of Standard 12th from esteemed school, O.P. Jindal, Raigarh, Chhattisgarh, India, with the permission of our respected principal sir and guidance of my respective teacher, Mrs. Chandra Parekh ma'am, plus Klimanosko family, I have manuscripted the final words and will be privileged to narrate it. The topic I chose is El Nino Southern Oscillation and its impact over India. According to researchers, El Nino Southern Oscillation is an irregularly periodic variation in wind and sea surface temperature over the tropical eastern Pacific Ocean, affecting the climate of much tropic and subtropic region. To get into the topic deep, let's get the details. Firstly, let's start with the climate in India. The climate of India comprises a wide range of weather conditions across a vast geographic scale and varied topography, making generalization difficult. India hosts six major climate subtypes, ranging from arid deserts in west, alpine tundra, and glaciers in north, with humid tropical region supporting rainforest in the southwest and the island territories. Many regions have starkly different microclimates. Adding to this, various local climates are for pronounced season. Winter from December to February, summer from March to May, monsoon from June to September, and post-monsoon period from October to November. India's geography is climatically favored to the Thar Desert in the northwest and the Himalayas in the north work in tandem to affect the culturally and economically important monsoon regime. As the Earth's highest and most massive mountain range, the Himalayas, bars the influx of frigid winds from icy Tibetan Plateau and northly Central Asia. Most of the North India is thus kept warm in only mid chilly or cold during winter. The same thermal dam keeps most of the region in India hot in summer. While India's local topography strongly shaped its climate, a weather pattern that arises on the other side of the planet, off the coast of South America, has such reach that its impact can at times be felt in the weather pattern of India. The El Nino weather phenomena is gaining strength. Later global forecast indicates potentially affecting the southwest from June to September monsoon of India. El Nino, characterized by warming of surface temperature in the Pacific Ocean, is associated with lower than normal monsoon rainfall in India. To discuss more, let's get ahead in the topic deep. As discussed before, the El Nino Southern Oscillation, also known as ENSO, is an irregular cycle of change in wind and sea surface temperature over the tropical eastern Pacific Ocean, affecting the climate of much tropic and subtropic regions. The warming phase of the sea temperature is known as El Nino, and the cooling phase is known as La Nina. The sea temperature oscillation is accompanied by an oscillation in the weather pattern in the tropical western Pacific. El Nino and La Nina events can last several years each, and their effects varies in intensity. ENSO is known to strongly influence the rain in many countries in South America and East Asia. Depending on the location, some of the conditions associated with El Nino includes hot weathers, forest and brush fires, heavy rain, flooding, tropical cyclone activity, typhoons and landsliding. Developing countries depend upon agriculture and fishing, particularly those bordering the Pacific Ocean are mostly affected by ENSO. El Nino events are thought to have some occurring from thousands of years. For example, it is thought that El Nino affected the ancient Mohawk civilization in modern-day Peru, who sacrificed human in order to try to prevent rain. It is thought that there has been at least 30 El Nino events since 19,000, with 1982 to 1983, 1997 to 1998, 2014 to 2016 events among the strongest on the record. India is also significantly affected by El Nino Southern Oscillation. There is scientific evidence that shows that El Nino Southern Oscillation modulates Indian monsoon, with less than normal rain during El Nino phase and more than normal rain during La Nina phase. Changes in El Nino Southern Oscillation monsoon system. As for importance, it's monsoon which leads the environmental condition along the Asia and hence impacting most of the densely populated region in our Earth. Differential heating of North Indian Ocean and the Northwest Pacific Ocean and of the Asian landmasses caused the seasonal reversal of monsoon wind. In summer, this winds blow from northwards about north Indian Ocean, carrying huge amount of moisture over the neighboring land. This ensuring heavy rainfall can have devastating consequences for human lives and livelihood. Conversely, agriculture in India and Asia depends on the monsoon rain and the several upwelling of nutrient-laden surfaces. Water diverse by monsoon wind is essential to success for water fisheries. To condense this vast topic needs a huge patience, but most of the conclusion is El Nino widely affect the monsoon system. The variable nature of Indian summer monsoon rainfall ISMR has a profound impact on India's socio-economic growth. The Indian summer monsoon prevails over the Indian region for 4 months from June to September, in which it is significantly varies temporally and spatially. In an agricultural country like India, the extreme departure from normal season rainfall seriously affect the agriculture output and thus the economy of the country. It has been established that Indian summer monsoon is fully coupled land atmosphere ocean system and it's linked with ocean variably. The studies in the past have revealed that the interval variability IAV of Indian summer monsoon rainfall is linked with El Nino Southern Oscillation phenomena directly. Now, let's get the tip for the impact. The El Nino has become stronger and their pattern to have been changing. The world's first 400 years long seasonal record of El Nino created by Australian scientists have revealed, while a new type of El Nino has become far more prevalent in the last 3 decades than at any time in the past 4 centuries in the Central Pacific. The traditional El Nino events have also become more intense in nature. The trend of El Nino in last 4 centuries shows a variation in El Nino type. There has been simultaneous increase in Central Pacific events and a decrease in Eastern Pacific ones since the late 20th centuries. The most recent 30-year period includes fewer but more intense Eastern Pacific El Nino events. The trend also shows that the stronger Eastern Pacific El Niños, like those that occurs in 1997 to 1998 and 2015-2016, may be growing in intensity. On concluding, we get the southern oscillation between complementary El Niño and La Niña states result from interaction between the tropical ocean and atmosphere. The detailed properties of oscillation depends on the long-term average background condition and hence change gradually with time as those condition changes. Apparently, the monsoon is directly linked to the El Niño southern oscillation phenomena, due to which in summer months, temperature over much of India may rise to high as 45 degrees Celsius, while the Indian Ocean is much cooler. Consequently, the warm air over the land rises and cooler moisture-bearing air blows from the sea, bringing heavy rains to the region. This Indian monsoon model thus implies that El Niño's years should consider with different monsoon rain, that is, El Niño southern oscillation have a wide effect over the monsoon range, especially the range over the Asia, including India. And that's all from my project. Thank you for being a patient listener. Though my project is small, but I have worked my best to complete it. I'll hope that this little research of mine will able to impress your point of views. This project also did work to gain my interest towards climate science. A special thank you for this opportunity you provided us. With all my respect, thank you.
For more recordings and to learn more about the Student Voices project, please visit klimanosko.org.